After a seven-week manhunt, it was United States Marshals who found suspected trooper killer Eric Freen. Scott Mikowski was searching the abandoned Birchwood Resort near Tannersville when he found one of America's most wanted criminals.
He turned towards me, identified myself as law enforcement. I told him to get on the ground. He proned out. We kept closing distance about 5 feet away. I said, who are you? What's your name? And he said, Eric Freen.
The U.S. Marshal said at that point, Freen looked sad and defeated. Hours later, the public got their first glimpse of Freen, showing some injuries to his face. State police say his face was that way when they got to the scene.
There was no struggle with law enforcement. He has talked to us about some things that occurred to him while he made his way through the woods and so forth over that 40-plus day period. But that was an injury that occurred to him at some point in his flight.
But Mikowski has a different story. The marshal says Freen's facial injuries happened when he secured Freen on an asphalt runway.
But sometimes when we take people into custody, we have to take drastic measures, especially when you kill a fellow officer. Weren't messing around.
Even after that, U.S. Marshal admitted that it was him that took Eric Freen's face to the asphalt, people still had questions. Newswatch 16 spoke to some people who live in the Poconos. While some say that they agree with what the marshal did, others said it could have been a lot worse.
That's the least that they could have done, and now he'll be brought to justice. And that's what I was hoping for. I was hoping for a capture, not a kill.
So I'm glad he wasn't killed. Getting your face shoved to the ground, it's a very small price to pay.
It's wrong, but I mean, what he did is wrong, but two wrongs don't make a right.